800-300-4.
I will 306 307 308
309 310 311.
The white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang. The boogie, say up, jump, the boogie to the bang.
312.
Tell me all your thoughts on God. Cause I really like to meet her.
313.
Three fourteen. 317.
Listeners are saying about Seattle's newest radio station, Quick 96.
Hey, I just wanted to know what's happening to the radio station. What the heck is going on? I'm freaking out. I'm on my way to work.
Whatever you guys are doing right now is sick.
I wonder if someone could explain to me the new format on the radio station, 95.7.
There's like a lot of different types of music is playing, and it records a number.
I like to listen to music. I don't want to listen to a 10-second song and then get teased into a new song. All right?
Boy, we sure are devastated by your new program choice. Boy, I tell you, we're all horrified by it. I don't mean to be so mean to you, but that is not going to work. In fact, today I had to change the station because I don't think this is going to work. I suppose it's just the opinion of 50 or 60 people.
I think the new format for this Quick 96 is ridiculous. And it's insulting to think that because some of us have the attention span of a fly, that everybody else has to jump on board.
I just really hope that this is a terrible, terrible mistake.
I am a listener of 95.7. I am understanding that it sounds like the radio station has gone off the air. I don't know. I'm curious about what's going on with the counting voice and the snippets of songs, but it's amazingly unpleasant, and I'm hoping that a real radio station will take its place. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for your comments. There's more where that came from. But right now, let's take a quick moment to go live to a Seattle icon, the Space Needle, where the Quick crew is about to make a major, major announcement on Quick 96.
All right. Wow. Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much. We are live at the Space Needle, without a doubt, the world's greatest place. Is that not so, to introduce a brand new radio station at the Space Needle? Wow. My name is Bob Case. I'm the program director of Quick 96, and with me is Michelle Grosnick, the general manager. Congratulations, Michelle.
Thank you, Bob.
It was really, really a wonderful, wonderful concept to invent Quick 96. As you could tell by listening to the listeners, they were very pleased with our decision to create the world's fastest radio station. So since we are at a press conference, we should open up to questions. Any questions on Quick 96? Okay, great. Thank you. Now, Michelle, tell me, you know, about the situation with Quick 96.
Well, you know, Bob, the thing about Quick 96 is that in order to stay true to its name, it couldn't have stayed around any longer. So it's been here and it's gone. It's Quick.
So that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
So it's over?
It's it's over.
Wow, that was quick. All right, nice hand for Quick 96. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, the good news is I think you'll hear this new format, Quick 96, popping up all over the country now that we've kind of started a new trend here. So, thank you very much. Well, goodbye to Quick 96. While we have a second here, I would like to thank all of our invited clients, special guests, VIPs. Thank you so much from the bottom of our heart for being here and for supporting the radio station. Also to all the radio industry luminaries that are listening on the radio that think they have it all figured out what the announcement is, but you know, you gotta listen just to make sure. And most importantly, thank you to Seattle radio listeners for putting up with our nonsense. Now before we get to the big announcement, and we will move quickly here, I do have some important people to thank. Most importantly, the Ackerley Group, who have supported us in this cause, and our future new owners, Clear Channel Communications, who have been in cahoots with us for the last, 4 hours since the FCC approved the sale of the radio station, so we appreciate that. I would also like to thank personally behind the scenes, who has worked so hard, Dan Roberts has put... He was the announcer for Quick 96, so you can blame him for that. Put all that stuff together. John and Kelly in New Century Engineering, thank you so much. We have spent a lot of late nights together. Rick Carter and your sales staff, you guys are terrific. Gus, Vic Orlando, Laura Reeder, thank you guys so much. And last but not least, Jay Myers and Joel Lind, who I know are listening somewhere in, what, Kentucky, Michelle?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, on a cell phone or something like that. That was our official consultant, and yes, he does have the attention span of a gnat. Yes. So thank you, Jay, and my new friend Joel. Okay, onward and upward. Am I forgetting anything, Michelle, or is that it? All right.
Let's go quickly.
Yeah, it's right. We did learn a lot from the Quick 96 format. We need to move. It's quick. All right. On to the big announcements. But before we tell you exactly what format we're doing on the radio station. Because, you know, you only get to do this once, or in my case, three times on the same dial position. But, you know, who's counting? Before we get to this, I think it is important to kind of look back on Seattle radio history and what has come up to this point. And before this point, we are going to kind of revise history. Say what?
We're going to do it according to ourselves.
Yeah. A little bit of revisionist history here, because this is really kind of all the tape we had in the building. But here is a retrospective of Seattle radio and then the big announcement. Listen up. Heidi, I think we're ready to roll the tape.
Hi, everybody. This is Paddle Day, 3 to 6 every day.
KJR, Seattle, Channel 95.
Behold these Jews to be self-evident, and all men are created equal. Right now,
Kid at 229, Big Tom Larson on the go-go.
Go, go! KJR, Seattle, Channel 95.
The Story Lady.
Once upon a time, in a little house in a forest.
This is Seattle's first radio station, KJR.
Channel 95. KJR, Seattle, Channel 95.
This is the 11th edition of KJR News.
Harry Lou, Jack Monday night, Jim Sims down the chimney at 11 o'clock tonight. This is Nancy Wilson. I want to be with you.
Proclamation from your emperor.
It's 11 minutes past 7 at KJR Seattle, the Land Roberts program at Channel 95. Remember, when you hear Chicken Little exclaim the sky is falling in, call KJR.
KJR Seattle, Channel 95.
No major accidents, traffic moving smoothly all over town at the moment.
It started in San Francisco with a flower in our head.
KJR Seattle.
since 1971.
And it's together everywhere.
Don't check you now, because in 60 seconds, KJR's gonna play the blues.
KJR, rock and roll Christmas.
Lieutenant Stewart Street, a Seattle crime fighter, was resting comfortably Sunday morning at home, watching Boob Tube Baseball, when his ringing phone interrupted him.
I'm doing real good. Hello, it's Charlie.
Charlie.
Yeah.
I have a question about the hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon race. Go ahead.
Where are they going to race to?
Where are they? Are you being dumb?
This is KJR News at 3:49. I'm B.R. Bradbury with Greg Hirschholt, Dan Martin, and Paul Johnson.
Oceans of beautiful music.
Hello and welcome to Melody Matinee.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back for the first time again a friend you grew up with, playing the music from the funnest part of your life. Here comes the new sound of the legendary KJR Seattle. This is Super Hits of the 60s and 70s, 95.7 KJR-FM.
The new sound of 95.7 KJR-FM is all your favorite super hits of the 60s and 70s. No doo-wop. No hard rock. 95.7 KJR-FM is the ultimate combination of 60s, like the Beatles, Temptations, and Creedence. And from the 70s, Chicago, Elton John, and Fleetwood Mac. Congratulations, you've rediscovered the Northwest new 95.7 KJR-FM.
KJR Seattle, 95.7. KJR Seattle, 95.7.